Tuesday, July 29, 2008. Won upbeat on U.S. arms sales. Time to proceed. The legislative speaker said in Washington that the U.S. government should trust the assessment made by defense professionals and approve a stored arms deal. The passage of the procurement package is actually a matter of course since it has been approved by the U.S. president. Its budget had been passed by the legislature and the relevant preparations are almost all in place. Wang Jinping, Legislative Speaker. Legislative Speaker Wang Jinping said in the U.S. Capitol on Sunday that he was fully confident that the administration of U.S. President George W. Bush would proceed with arms sales to Taiwan after the Beijing Olympics game. Wang said he believes the State Department would proceed shortly with the arms sales package that Washington approved in 2001 as under the Taiwan Relations Act, the U.S. has pledged to continue to provide Taiwan with defensive weapons to maintain stability and safeguard peace and security in the Asia-Pacific region. The passage of the procurement package is actually a matter of course since it has been approved by the U.S. president. Its budget had been passed by the legislature and the relevant preparations are almost all in place, Wang said at a news conference in Washington. Wang said that the U.S. government should trust the assessment made by defense professionals and give the green light to the arms deal soon because it is in line with the mutual interests of Taiwan and the U.S. and is one of the key factors in balancing military strength across the Taiwan Strait. Third, he said the package, which includes anti-tank missiles, sea-launched harpoon missiles, Apache helicopters, Patriot PAC-3 anti-missile batteries, diesel-powered submarines, and P-3C Orion Maritime Patrol aircraft would help Taiwan gain greater leverage in trilateral relations with China and the U.S. and contribute significantly to efforts to maintain stability in the Asia-Pacific region. Wang said he had visited Washington before for talks on the arms sales plan, but all he heard was pressure from the U.S. for the legislature to pass the arms package bill as soon as possible. This time around, he said he was in Washington to push the U.S. government to complete the administrative process the sooner the better so that the case could be referred to Congress for approval. He said that President Ma Ying-jeou had reiterated recently that Taiwan's policy of acquiring U.S. weapons systems remained unchanged and had stressed that Taiwan's purchase of U.S. military weapons should proceed as projected and as quickly as possible. Wang emphasized that carrying through on the arms deal would be tremendously meaningful in terms of strengthening Taiwan's national security and its confidence in negotiations with China. The implementation of the arms deal would also be meaningful in terms of demonstrating political trust between Taiwan and the U.S., Wang said, adding that more stable U.S.-Taiwan relations are in the national interests of both.